This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I am assuming she's at the her place where she lives in Southern California. Is that correct?
Yeah, good guess.
Yeah. How about this? Anybody you talk to for the next 6 months, you're home, right? Yeah, no kid. You know?
I know. And no, I'm not asking because I intend to stop by. As a matter of fact, I'm never going to stop by again.
Exactly. Nice knowing you. Can we Zoom? Can we FaceTime?
Why weren't we Zooming and FaceTiming more before this, by the way?
Okay, so...
Can anyone answer me that?
So
it is fun.
It is fun. Now, you were telling us last week that you were just getting ready to do some stories, and I think you were using Zoom, right?
Yes, and everything's been delayed. Obviously, with all of the horrible situation happening out east, there's been a lot of attention on the East Coast. So
right.
Some of the stories I talked about last week are delayed a little bit, but we'll be coming to you soon. But yeah.
So Zoom has been great for so many people. They also have faced some criticism on some privacy issues, right?
I know.
And then they've had to respond. Has it stopped you in any way?
No, it hasn't, to be honest. My mom, we as a family did a Zoom dinner last week, and it was very fun. And my mom then the next day sent out the article about the privacy thing, and there were four of us that were like, we don't care, let's do it again on Friday.
Well, the great Joel Freeberg, phenomenal attorney in this town and a frequent guest. Actually, Dan, we haven't talked to Joe in a while. Maybe we should reach out. He made the point to us about 5 years ago. Let's just admit it. The way the world works right now, we've lost all our privacy.
Yeah, I don't assume that I have any privacy whatsoever.
Yeah,
I assume everybody knows everything about me all the time.
Well, you're pretty honest.
I'm very self-aware and I'm very direct and I don't hide a lot of things. And I'm a terrible liar.
Oh, so you are a terrible liar.
Oh, my God, yes.
Well, that's a good quality.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, okay.
I don't get away with anything.
Well, you'd rather not be known as a great lie, right? Hey, you know, you're just meeting somebody. Hey, tell me something about yourself. I am such a good liar. You'll never know if I'm telling the truth or not.
Unless it works to your benefit. Like, if it's someone who's like, you're so beautiful. You're like, oh, thank you. Like, it could be a total lie. But if they're good at lying like that, if it's for good, maybe you do want a good liar in your life.
Okay, that's true. Okay, so that makes me think of this. The most bizarre line someone has ever used on you trying to get to know you.
The most bizarre line?
Mm-hmm. Conversation starter. When you didn't know this person, male or female, and they were trying to start a conversation. Does one stand out?
I'm going to be honest. I think I'm so chatty. I always start the conversation. So it calls someone I've met and they probably have a weird story about me. I've been told I'm intimidating. Like a lot of people don't just come up and talk to me or if I'm sitting somewhere.
Really?
You know, not really. I don't have a lot of people start conversations with me. Or, I'll notice that they're, looking at me. When I lived in Minneapolis, I'd notice, people, look over and then they'd, talk to each other. And I'd usually be the one to wave and be like, yep, it's me. Hi.
Yeah.
And then they'd be fine and they'd come over and talk. But, yeah, I've been told I'm intimidating and I don't know. I don't mean to be.
I've never sensed that vibe from you at all.
Well, thank now, you. Well, you're my friend, though. Like,
yeah,
know,
that's
but
true.
You know me.
Yeah. Not that I thought you were, like, meek, but to me, you seem very friendly. You seem very open.
Thank you. I try.
You seem willing to have a conversation. And by the way, always willing to give your opinion, which is part of why I love you, right?
But that also could be intimidating, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, some people don't, they don't really want to hear the truth.
Oh, God.
right?
Might be the smartest thing said on planet Earth. people who don't want to hear the truth.
I mean, you know, we all, to an extent,
yeah,
you know, want to be coddled a little bit emotionally, right?
You know, we're talking about testing, right, for all the valid reasons. Maybe that should be the test that somehow somebody comes up with where they truly tell us how much we really want to hear the unvarnished truth, including when it's critical of us. When we think one way and it's right. just not even close to what's taking place.
Well, I think, here's what I think, which may or may not be true. But what I
well, I'm assuming it is because you just told us you're a terrible liar.
I have a terrible liar. But what I believe to be true is that, like, I am very self-aware, I believe, and I can be very critical of myself, and I can be very open about flaws that I have. And I think that makes it easier then for people to take when I am direct with them or tell them the truth.
Yep.
I think it's a little bit easier because I'm not just some, like, egomaniac acting like I'm perfect and then also telling you how unperfect you are. So I think that's the balance of it.
Yeah, I'd say that's one of the worst qualities on planet Earth, too. when it's someone lecturing about their flawlessness, yeah. right? And it's like,
right.
thanks, nobody is. Can we just, no. can we move past that conversation? Because I'm not waiting to meet that person because that person just doesn't exist. Our friend Jamie's with us. She's on the CenterPoint Energy Home Services Plus hotline. Now, last week, when we were talking about these stories and we alluded to them before on virtual dating.
Yes. Right?
And how you had, as part of research and also, you know, your curiosity, you
correct.
Went out on a few virtual dates.
I did. I had like a 5-hour one last night.
Okay. Let's hear.
It was great. This is somebody I've talked to for like the last week now after we started this experiment.
Yep.
And so we had a Zoom date and it was very nice. And I mean, the thing that now totally is terrible is we can't meet each other in real life. So there's like, I think there's parts like this, like it's kind of interesting because there's like this fantasy to it, right?
Sure.
Like there's something safe in not being able to meet this other person. But also, like, we talk about a lot of stuff. So I can see the appeal of doing this.
Do you think if at this point, let's say you're 3 dates in, do you think you would have covered anywhere close to the number of topics you've covered right now?
No, no way. Nope. That's the thing. And I've talked to other people, right, like over the last week. And it's true of all of them. And it's funny because you learn very quickly, like, oh, this person is a good conversationalist.
Yep.
Or this person's terrible. I mean, it's like there are things that come up like right away that I think that you would, I think if you met them in person, you'd be like, you'd give them the full hour at dinner. Whereas like on, you know, a Skype or Zoom or phone call, you're like,
yep.
okay, well, so I got to get back. I got some stuff to do, cleaning the house again. Like, you know, got to go.
Right. It's more real. It's more authentic.
Yeah.
And you're also, to be honest, we're probably paying more attention. If you're at a bar, a restaurant, a coffee shop, there's just other distractions.
Right.
We're desperate for distractions right now.
My God, right?
Okay. This person lives in the general Southern California area?
Yeah.
Okay. So, ideal world.
Are you going through the pros and cons now for me?
Yeah, I think I am. ideal world, would you like to meet this individual in the next 2 weeks if it was the ideal world?
If it was the ideal world, yes.
Yep. But do you think this is better this way?
I think there are some pros to it. Definitely. Like I just said, like I think you're able to spot things. You're able to talk about more things. Like I had the time last night to talk that long. Like when do I ever have that much time?
No.
Never.
No.
So, and because it is, you know, like we are just getting to know each other, it's nice to be able to invest the time right now.
Okay, so
and that kind of thing.
Has this ended your other virtual dating, or you're not that far along?
Oh my God, you're making me become an exclusive virtual dater already?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, can someone be an exclusive virtual dater? I don't know. It's all new to me.
Like, he is the one I'm most interested in, but I haven't like cut it off. I haven't cut off a phone call from someone else.
Why don't you tell this guy today, listen, if I find out you talk to somebody virtually, we're done. We're done.
Can you imagine? Those are probably, but see, that would be a red flag, right?
Yes.
That's the thing I think that's interesting is that, and people are going a little stir crazy. So yes. You will see people's emotions like that, I think, right away.
If that scenario was happening, I think a lot of people, or I think you might be one of them too. I'd end the call, and then they'd be trying to get back. I'm like, yep, my Wi-Fi's not working. Can't connect. Cannot connect. All right.
But you also, it's interesting, Chad, because you also find out people's kind of like morals right away too, right? Like,
yes.
I'm taking the stay at home very, very seriously, wearing my mask in public, mm-hmm. don't want to meet right now. But there are other people that have been like, oh, come on. Like, why don't we just hook up and then quarantine together?
Yes. Yeah.
No.
We saw a story. Dan, I don't know if I've ever got to it, but it was a story about 2-3 weeks ago, they went on their first date, Jamie. And then they both found out very quickly that they were COVID-19 positive. And then since then, they've stayed together.
Really?
Off the one date.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's...
Do you think there are others like this?
It wouldn't shock me, but I'm sorry. Unless that date was just the greatest first date of my life, I'm going to say, good luck to you. Let's virtually talk. But I'm not ready to move in with you at this point.
Well, don't you think this has probably forced some relationships to, like, move faster than they wanted to?
Yes.
And also break up.
It's accelerated things.
Yeah, but also like the college sweethearts that now have like gone home and they're never going to see each other again.
Yeah,
like
all for sure.
All the lost love that could have been.
All right, that'll be our topic next week, the lost loves that could have been. I got to fly. Awesome talking to you. Stay healthy.
Okay, bye.
Our friend Jamie Yukis, virtual dating. She's a lousy liar. Those are the two things, I think, the two big takeaways from that conversation. Senate Majority Leader Paul Gizelkin, 15, on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.